Okay, today is Daf Lamed Dalet. We are on Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, up to the word Gufa. It's about 8 lines from the bottom. Gufa. So we said yesterday that Madlikin B'Shemen B'Pas, you're allowed to use bread. U'B'Shemen Shel Truma, and Shemen of Truma, Shenit Me'es, that became Tameh, you're allowed to use that as firewood. Why? We're not afraid that you're going to come over there, put the fire out, and go eat it. Right? Abaya Amar, Mishmei Dechizkiya, V'Rava Amar, Debei Rav Yitzchak Bar Marta, Amar Rav, Huna, Lo Shonu Elapas, Aval Chite Lo, not Chitim, not wheat. So says Rashi in the bottom, Inami Zarek Lahu, Lo Mimashi, it doesn't become disgusting. Shema Yavo Lahan, Lidit Takala, that could lead to a Takala, you might come to eat them. Kernels of wheat themselves, they don't necessarily get foul. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Na'afilu Chiti. Vamai, why? Nechesh Dilma Asi Behan Le Takala. Maybe they're going to come with some Takala. Kedam Ravashi, like Ravashi said, Bishlikza Umeista. When it is cooked and disgusting. Hachanami, would Ravashi say that? What did Ravashi mean by that? We'll see in a minute. Hachanami is here too. Bishlikza Umeista. It's cooked and it's rendered disgusting. It says Rashi on top. La'achar shenitmu'u, after they became tamei, shulkan, they cooked them. V'achar kach, zarkan lebeina ate them. Then they threw them to the firewood, v'hein them asses. Then it became disgusting. Rav Huna chayish, dilma achaluhu mekamei dilshalaklinu. He's afraid you'll eat it before you cook it. Oh, or b'shash shashalkan, or while you're cooking it.
Or before you throw it into the fire.
Correct.
Cooking doesn't make it more, it's more
sad. Right,
fire.
Right. Now, v'heichad itmar d'ravashi aha. Where did Ravashi say that? On the following. Listen to this story. Amar Rebbe Oven Barav Acha Amar Rav Yitzchak Av Amar Rav Yitzchak Abishol. This is not Abishol the Tana. It's a guy named Abishol. Some guy Abishol. Gabel Shol Beis Rebbe Haya. He worked in the kitchen by Rebbe. He was a kneader. He kneaded dough by Rebbe. That's what his job was. V'haya Mechamen Lo Chamen. He would boil up hot water. V'chitin Shel Truma Tameya. With wheat of Truma Temeya, Lalush Behen Isa B'Tahira, and he would knead dough B'Tahira, and he wasn't afraid that the wheat under the pot is somehow going to get into the. Wasn't afraid of that. What was he doing? He was kneading dough B'Tahira, right?
What? He did nothing wrong.
No, so he's using the wheat. We just said a minute ago. He's using it for fuel.
Only.
And he wasn't choshesh. He's going to be hungry and take those kernels and pop them in his mouth.
Right.
So what do you see from here? That the concern about wheat is not true. Because Abishol did it. We just said a minute ago, you can't use wheat. Because we're afraid you're going to eat it. Because it doesn't become disgusting. Right? So, and Ravash, no. It was because it only applies if you make it disgusting. Where did Ravashi get that from? From this case. How could this guy, Abishol, use firewood, use wheat of Truma Temeya? How could he do that? The answer is because he made it disgusting. Right? By the way, what do you mean that Rebbe, who lived in the 200s, was eating chitin, lalosh behen isa b'tahira, to knead dough b'tahira? What does that mean? Anybody do that today? What does that mean? Says the Tosfos Rid. What?
Proves
what?
They kept pirates.
That's not what he said. He says even better than that. He says they see from here that they still had the Parah Aduma during the lifetime of Rebbe. And therefore, they have to be careful. A massive. It's a, we once spoke about that by Chumash Kabur. When did this Parah Aduma stop? He proves from here, it didn't stop when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. No, what do you need the Beis HaMikdash for? You don't need it. You just need a Parah Aduma. So that we have still. At some point it died out or it stopped, but he proves from this Gemara. They still had it. Fascinating. Now, anyway, Amai, how could this guy Abishol do that? Nechush Dilma Asi Behude Takala. Maybe it'll come to some Takala. Right? Amar Vashi, Bishalikza Umeista. No, they made it disgusting. It wasn't an issue. Rashi says, the last wide line, Rashi says, Kolomar, meaning to say that Afal Pi Sherebi Ochel Chulim B'Tahayra Haya. So Rashi doesn't say that wild shot. Rashi says, they pretended they would do things B'Tahayra. Right? There's no reason for it. That was a Mila. It was a Mila. Rashi did that. Lo Chayish Dilma Nagu B'Hani Chitim Tameyim B'Isa. He wasn't worried that they were going to touch each other. The dough was going to touch the wheat under the fire. No. The Batli Lumi Taras Ochel. It was bottled from Taras Ochel. Velo Mitma'u. And it didn't become Tameh. Tosfos asks on Rashi, what's Rashi talking about? Halacha is that a Yisrael is not allowed to eat Truma Tameya. The only thing a Yisrael is allowed to do with Truma Tameya is have a you. Not sorry, I'm sorry. Truma Tahora. Right, look at Tosfos, second Tosfos. Amar Ben Otam. The Lekahanim shall base Rebbe Hayaosim. No, he did this for the Kahanim. Not for the Yisraelim. For the Kahanim in the house, they did it. The Yisrael lo shari ela hana she'enu shal kilui. A Jew, a Yisrael, is only allowed to get hana that doesn't destroy it. For example, you want to use it for an Eruv. How could I, a Yisrael, participate in an Eruv of Truma? I'm not a Yisrael. I'm not a Kohen. Okay, we'll let you get it anyway. Or it says if you use it for the candles in the shul, there's a Kohen in the shul, the Kohen gets hana, the Yisrael can also have hana. Things like that. Not to eat. So, question is, that's a very good question. So he says, no, it's for the Kahanim. How do you answer Rashi? So the Chazon Ish says, well, maybe if it becomes unedible, then that din doesn't apply. Then even Yisrael is allowed to get hana, even if it gets destroyed. This became unedible. All right. What? Yeah. Right. Where am I up to? Abaya bar oven, Rav Chinana bar oven, Tanu, Trumos bei Rabba. They were learning Masechtas Trumos bei Rabba. Pagu behu Rabba bar Masna, Amalahu, Mayam Ritsu be Trumos bei Mar. What'd you learn in Masechtas Trumos? Anything? Amalei, my Kashlach, anything bothering you? Amalahu, yeah. Tanan, we learned. Okay, this is hard. Shasile Truma. Well, how do they translate the word Shasile? Shoots? Plants of Truma, Shenitma'u, they became Tameh. Okay, they became Tameh. Vishiltlan, and you replant it, Tahorin Milatameh, you've made it Tahar, by replanting it, you get rid of the Tumah. What? Yeah, I have a plant in my kitchen, and it became Tameh. Truma, tomatoes, and it became Tameh.
Right.
So what do? I can replant it, and I wait 2 months, and the new things that grow are tahar. Okay, no more tumah. The tumah went away. However, asur melechel, you're not allowed to eat it. So that doesn't make any sense,
yeah.
Right? Doesn't make any sense. V'chi meyachar de tahor melatami amay asur melechel. Why can't I eat it? So amrulei hachi amar rabba. No, my asurin. What does it mean? It's asur asurin lazarim. Yisrael can't eat it. Which is poshet, right? If that's poshet, obvious. Umay kamashmalon gedule truma. What should be chiddush? That what grows from truma is also truma. That's old news. Tanina gedule truma. We know that already. That's old news. That can't be right. Uvechitem a gedule gedulin. What do you want to tell me? Now, not just the growth of the growth, but the growth and the growth and the grandchild, the great grandchild of the tomato. Umay kamashmalon. What do you want to tell me? B'davar she'ein zaro kala. The only way this could work is where the seed doesn't get destroyed. For example, if I take an apple seed and I plant it in the ground, what happens to that seed? It goes away. What happens? An apple tree grows. But the tree seed itself is gone. But by onions, that's not true. The bulb doesn't go anywhere. It's still there. So you want to tell me that the way this makes sense, I had an onion. It became tummy. So I planted it, and what happened? It grew 5 onions, but the original onion's still there. That also, the tumor goes away. It's still there. What? Nothing changed for it. Hanami Tanina, that's also old news. We know that already. Hatevel, right? That they have Tevel. What's Tevel? Tevel is Tevua, that you didn't take off any trumasomyces, right? So Tevel, Gidulav Mutter. Now, what if I have Tevel and I replant it? Now, what grows out of that? It's not tevel. Why? Because gidul of mutter, bedavar shezaro kala. Only if the seed goes away, like an apple seed. The seed is not there anymore. Avo bedavar she'ein zaro kola. But if the seed doesn't go away, like an onion, then I feel like you do an asur b'achila. It's all asur. It doesn't, nothing changed. So what kind of chiddush was this? Right? Okay. So therefore, there's no chiddush in telling me that you're not allowed to eat it. There's no chiddush in that. Ishtiku. Okay, it's quiet. I'm not sure what to say about that, right? Amalei, how about this? Amalei, Shmi, Amrulei. Midi Shmielach Baha. What about the following? You hear the following? Amalehu, Hachyam Rav Sheshes. Ma Isur, what does it mean? It's Asur. We said there's no Toma, but I can't eat it. Why can't they eat it? Ma Isurin, Isurin Lekahanim. No. We said before it meant that Jews can't eat it. Yisraelim. No, that's not what it meant. It meant Kahanim can't. Why not? Achonu Chomra. Howel ve'efsulu behu behetzachadas. It became puzzle because they forgot about it. What does that mean? Says Rashi. Hetzachadas. It's a little lower where we are. Kishenitmu mitchila. When it became tamei. Hesech daito mehem shuv milashomron. You stop watching it. You stop watching it. Why? Because it became tamei. So what happened? Tomato became tamei. Sitting in your living room, it got tamei. So your wife says, oh, by the way, the tomato got tummy. All right, well, that happens. I can't eat it now. So you forgot about it. Now what happened? And he went ahead and planted it. At least I use this as a, I'll get more. Those won't be. So Rashi says, V'nifzulam behetzach adas, d'chziv gabei truma es mishmeres shmarti ovid leh shimurst v'lo tasuach daitach. Don't forget about it. So it's like a little bit of a knas that since there was hetzach adas, which allowed the truma to become tamei. It's a little bit of a knas, and therefore you can't eat it. You're not going to become tamei. It's not tamei. So Yisrael, maybe you could sell it, whatever. Somebody could use it, whatever. You can't really eat it. So the Gemara says that can't be right. Why can't that be right? Because there's a machlokes what this hesach hadas means, and it's only going to make sense according to one side, not according to both. Now, what does that mean? Ha nicha lamanda amar hesech adas pasul guf have shapir. If it's really pasul guf, that means it becomes itself pasul. That makes perfect sense. Why? Even though there's no tuma, they themselves are pasul, and therefore nobody can eat it. Huh? The whatever grew, the tomatoes. Tomato got tummy. There's such a thing now called hetzach hadas. Right. Such a concept, like a little bit of a knot. Hetzach hadas. Right. So even if you replant it, what grows out of it is not tame, because we have a rule. Putting it into the ground kashers it, right. Tars it, but you can't eat it. Okay?
Now we're not afraid of it.
What?
Now we're not afraid of
it. Well, it's not tame. It's not tame. So it's only a chumrah. It's a chumrah. It's a milah that we're going to see on the base. More things like that. It's a chumrah, just a chumrah. But if you hold it's mamish pasul tuma, it's mamish a tuma attached. What's there to say? What do you want there to say? How are we going to explain the Mishnah? Right? Rashi says second middle line, hani amai mifsulei mishum chashash tuma. Why are you chashish? Ha'afilu tuma v'adayis shebehen tahar tashul silfan. If they're really tamei, if it's a knas or a chumrah or a mila, I don't call it knas. The Gemara calls it a mila on a bein. It's a mila. It's an extra chumrah. If that's the case, it makes perfect sense. It's not tamei. Why is it not tamei? Because planting it kashes it. It's not tamei. This is a chumrah. Don't eat it. Why? Because your negligence caused it to become tamei to begin with. Your hetzach hadas, it got, right? Your hetzach hadas, it got tummy. Stay away from it. Is it tummy? Absolutely not. But if you hold it's real tumma, hetzach hadas means real tumma, then why doesn't it get kasher? Or kasher, why can't you eat it? So this hetzach hadas answer doesn't explain why no tumma and no eating. Doesn't make sense. You know what's going on? Hesach doesn't make sense. If it's real tumma, then why do they get kasher in the ground? Why not? Okay. Now, huge tangent to flesh out this machlokas. The Itmar. There's a machlokas about that. Hesach Hadas. What's the story here with this Hesach Hadas by Tumah? Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Pasal Tumah Havi. It's Pasal real Tumah. Real Tumah. Sherman Lakish Amar, no, Pasal Guf Havi. It's just Pasal, a Guf. It's a Maila Chumrah. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Pasal Tumah Havi. It's real Pasal. You know what? Shim Yavu Eliyahu Vitarenu. If Eliyahu will come and say, no, it's never Tumah. Had a mistake, whatever. Tar Shamalim will listen to him. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Amar, no, Nifsal Aguf Havi. It's Mamish Nifsal Aguf. Shim Yavu Eliyahu Vitarenu, ain't Shamalim. We're not going to listen to him. Why? That's how we treat it. Therefore, if you put it in the ground, you kosher it, but you can't eat it. Eighth figure of Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon Lakish. Says Rabbi Yochanan to Rabbi Shimon Lakish, what are you talking about? Listen to this. We know in the Beit HaMikdash, Rabbi Shmuel ben Osh Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch Omer, Lul Katan Haya, there was a small little crevice, Bein HaKevesh LaMizbeach, going up the ramp. Go up the ramp to the Mizbeach. On the side of the ramp, there was a little hole, Shel Kevesh, B'Ma'arava Shel Kevesh, on the western side of the ramp, Shesham Hayu Zarkin Psulei Chatas Ha'ov, that's what they would throw. Some psul happened to the Chatas Ha'ov. They're not sure. Is this Chatas Ha'ov really pasul? We're not sure. So we'll put it here. What's going to happen? The Ubar Tzurasan. And then we're going to leave it overnight. That's what it means. It's going to change its form, meaning it's going to rot away overnight. Now in the morning, it's for sure pasul. Why is it for sure pasul? Lina, overnight. It stayed overnight. Now we can burn it. The Yartel Beis HaSreifa. Now we can go burn it. Right? Now 1 second. What happened to it? This bird. What happened to it? Says Rashi. It's a long Rashi, but it's can you tell great. So Rashi says it's the last Rashi on the page. V'tuvar tzurasa. Hainu psulina. What do you do by leaving it there in that crevice? You turn it into lina. Now why does it turn it into lina? Let's say a dead body fell on top of that bird. There's no issue. It's toma. Right? Let's say you took this bird and you went out down the block. Psul yotze. Let's say you had a piggle machshava. Psul piggle. So what suffix do you have? What suffix is there? Says Rashi, Ibur tsurasa miriyas basar. Right? You change it over from looking like meat. Belinas laila echad. You leave it over one night. In the morning it becomes lina. Now you can burn it. V'kivan shalana b'layla, harehu nosar, it becomes nosar. V'ta'an sreifa v'nisaf, you burn it. V'yal karchach, it must be, midiba'in havar tatsura, since we're saying, you leave it overnight, what can I burn it right now? What if I leave it overnight? What if I burn it right now? Well, so what happened to it? Lav, piggle, kishapigleba, there was no piggle here. O nitme'ez, it didn't become tamei. O yatsasa, it didn't go out. No one took it out of here. O Malke, I don't know what that means. Shalokim mitzvasa kamairi. None of that happened. The hapasul me'al yehu. It's a genuine psul. V'lama lon. And why are you leaving it overnight? Lehadhure apsulina. You want to make sure it has a psulina. So what happened to it? Says Rashi. If it had piggle, burn it right now. What are you doing? Ein lanu diniboy lina ilav psul hetzach hadas. What must have happened? There must have been some hetzach hadas. There must have been that the kahanim would they right something happened, right? There was some news something some and they ignored the bird. They ignored it. So what happened? They had hetzach hadas. So now what do we do with it? Is that genuine toma? We're going to burn it right now. We can't do that. I don't know what the story is of this bird. So what do? We turn it into noser, and then in the morning we can burn it as a vadai. The Rashi continues, Iyamrit psul chashash tomahu. If there's a chashash.
Isn't that intentionally?
Yeah.
I'm just thinking that also.
Is this one doing that too?
Correct. 1 second. I think Rashi talks about that. Iyamrit psul chashash tomahu. Ikulanemar dahai psul hezachadat kamar. It must be, we're talking about hezachadat. We never saw it get tamei. We never saw that happen. It's just a chashash because we had a hetzach hadas. We all went away for 3 hours. We don't know what happened over here. It's not a good thing to have a chadas by kachin. Not a good thing. Boy, ubar tura. You have to make it turn it into nosar. Delo matzin in l'sreifa lehedya. You can't burn it straight out. Why can't I burn it straight out? Because shemo yavo elio achrei kain. Elio might come v'yomar and say tahora ha'isa. It was tar the whole time. V'nimtz, it turns out sasar from kachin, but tahorin. You burn kachin, that's tar. That's worse than turning it into nosar. El im shem pasul hula atzma afilo nitma lamali uber tzirasa. Right, so what's going on? That's what's going on. It must be as a chadas. Now, if that's the case, says Rabbi Yochanan Turush Lakish, Iyamir Bishlama Psol Toma Have, if it's a real Psol Toma, Mishum Hachi Boy Tuber Ubar Tura. That's why I have to do this whole game. Shema Yavol Yavit Arena. El, according to you, Iyamir Psol Guf, but according to you, you said if Elio came and said it's Tar, I still wouldn't listen to him. So then Lama Leo Bitsurasa. Why'd I have to let it wait overnight? Burn it right now. But none. Zaklal. Here's the rule. Call Shepsulo Baguf. Yusuf Miyad. You burn it right away. Bidam Ubibailim. If some psul happens to the dam, or some psul happens to the owner, to Ubar Tsurasan. Fiotsul Beis Hasreifa. Right? Let it wait overnight, let it go. Since you don't argue on a Tana, how do you explain yourself, Rish Lakish? How is that possible? According to you, why are you waiting overnight? Burn it right now. Amalei, Rish Lakish answers back, nah, I'm not impressed with that kasha. You know why? Hi, Tana Debei Rav Abba Baravuahu. This brisa was taught by Rav Abba Baravuah, right? Says Rashi in the second line, look at the end of the second line. Iker Milsa, that memra of Rav Ada, of Rabba Baravua, Lo Yadana Hecha. I don't know where that is, says Rashi. I don't know where that is. However, the time of the Milsa, but he learns it out of Ketz HaTzolin. That what? What did he say? The Amar, Afilu Pigel Tan Ubar Tzura. Even Pigel you have to wait overnight. So waiting overnight has nothing to do with Safek and Vadai. It has nothing to do with that. Pigel is a Vadai. Pigel, the guy admits, yes, I hate this guy, and I was mafagal as carbon. Just still wait overnight. Why? Because waiting overnight has nothing to do with Tzafek and Vadai. What does it have to do with? I don't know. I didn't learn this. I didn't go there and look it up. It has nothing to do with that. Says Rish Lakish, I'm not impressed with that. Why are we waiting overnight even though it's a Vadai? Okay, we wait. We do it by Pigel.
Really?
That's what this person held. So Rashi says, I don't know where that comes from.
That?
What?
Why would we do that?
Why?
Yeah, once the Vaday's done, burn it overnight.
We're going to learn it on the Pei Beis Amid Beis. I'm serious. That's what? He learns it out of Psukim. He learns it out of Psukim. On Pei Beis, we'll get to why.
He learns
it out of Psukim. He learns it out of Psukim. Why is it that... So says Rish Lakish,
So we'll
see.
That's why I have a special place for it.
So no. He's saying if it's definitely Pigel, if it's definitely Pigel, why do you? Okay, so on Pei Beis we'll learn why. But says Rish Lakish, you see, we do it by Pigel. Pigel's a Vaday. The guy admitted it. Yes, I was mafagel. We still wait overnight. So too, we're doing it over here. Has nothing to do with something bad. It's not a kasha on me at all. Okay, good. Next kasha. Eishe, another kasha. So the kasha is like this. You have a carbon that was shechted, and before the Zrikas Hadam, nitma, right? The basar became tame. So there's a whole machlokes, do you sprinkle the dam for a non-existent carbon? There's no more carbon, because all the meat got tame. Oh, shenifzal habasar, or it got bustle. Oh, sheyatza chutz l'kloyim, or it was taken out of the azara. So do I sprinkle the dam now? The carbon really is nothing. But I have the dam sitting here in the bowl. What do I do with it? So Rabbi Elazar, Omer Yizrok. No, you do sprinkle. Why? So Rashi explained. Rabbi Elazar, Omer Yizrok, es hadam. Rabbi Elazar, tamed, the Omer Perak, Ketzat Tzolin, dam, afal pi she'ein basar. The dam, even though there's no basar. Rabbi Shua, Omer, lo Yizrok, don't sprinkle it. Why? Rabbi Shua says, ein dam, ein basar. Right? Very good. Umod Rabbi Yehoshua, Rabbi Shua agrees, she'im zarak, if you did it, right, hurta, the tzitz will make it all good. Right? That's his job. It'll make it all good. He shouldn't have done it because, right? He says, if ain't basar, ain't dam. Right? Okay, fine. Now, what did the Braisa say? If it became tame, or it became puzzle, or you took it outside. What does that mean, it became puzzle? What does that mean? My nifsal. What does that mean, nifsal? What does that mean? Lav hesech hadas. Doesn't that mean hesech hadas? Says Rashi right here, bitmia, in a question mark. Doesn't that mean hesech hadas? The kivon, the tame, nitma, viyotze. Since we already mentioned in this brisa, nitma and yotze, my psul ikasu. What else could it mean? What else is there? What's left? In nifsal bavoras dam. If you want to tell me it's dam, kigon shemach shevitz chutzum komus chutzus mano. What about pigle? Have a pigle, right? Have a pigle. Lo karla nifsal basar. That wouldn't be called nifsal basar. That would be called nifsal dam. Not nifsal basar. Shari av dam nifsal. If that's true, you ruin the dam also. The ubahan lo nemar blazer yizrok. Blazer would agree. You don't sprinkle then. So what could it mean? Three things. It's tamei. Nifsal and Yotze. What does Nifsal mean? You want to tell me it means pickle? Then everybody would agree you can't sprinkle. So what could it mean? There's nothing left. It must mean Hesachadas. Right? Right? Iyamrit Bishlom of Psol Tumah Havi. Now if it's a Psol Tumah, Hana Dimishkachas Blay, the Maratze Tzitz. That's why the Tzitz will work. Ela Iyamrit Psol Guf Havi. If it's a Psol Guf, Amai Hortza. Right? The tzitz doesn't work on something that's not tumah. Right? So what is it? What is it? It's just a chumrah. What is it? It's a psul, a guf, inherent psul because of hetzach hadas? Then the tzitz wouldn't work. So what? Therefore what? Therefore what? It's a kashar Rish Lakish. Right? The Rish Lakish said it's a psul aguf. So what does psul mean here? Can't be hesach hadas. So Rish Lakish doesn't mean hesach hadas. My nifsal, what does it mean, nifsal? Nifsal b'tvuyom. It's tvuyom touched it. So ihach yihayno tame. That's the first case. The case was tame. Three things in this mission. Tame, hesach, tame, nifsal, and yotze. What does it mean? Tame? It's tame. Nifsal, tvuyom. It's also tame. Why did they say the same thing twice? The Gemara answers, Shrei Gavne Tamei. Now there are two cases of Tamei. Two types of Tumah. One's a dead body fell on it, and one is this happened, a Tvilion touched it. Different levels of Tumah, two different categories. Anyway, we're back to our question. We started off by saying that if you have Tamei tomato, and you plant it in the ground, you kasher it, but you can't eat it. Why can't you eat it? So first answer we gave, well, we're talking about Yisraelim. Then he said, no, we're talking about Kohanim, Hetzach Hadas. Hetzach Hadas only works according to one person. That's not a universal answer. So how do we answer it? Here we go. Kisalak Ravin, Amr L'Shmaitza Kamei Derev Yirmiya. The Amr, he said, you can't figure it out. Bavloi Tipsha, you foolish Babylonians. Mishum Diyazvi Ba'ara Dechashucha, because you live in a dark land. Amritun Shmaitza Demachashu. You say dark, silly, crazy things. Lo Shmuel Luchu Hadrav Shimon ben Lakish Meshrei Rav Oshia. Don't you know what Rav Shimon ben Lakish said in the name of Rav Oshia? Right? Basically, it's a chumrah. It's a chumrah. Look at Rashi. Second wide line. Lo Shmuel. You see this Rashi Lo Shmuel? Umikan. From that discussion. Yachal Lilmod Taima Shal Mishnah. We're going to be able to learn our story. Dasurin Lemelechel. You're not allowed to eat that tomato or the new tomatoes that grow. Mishum Maila. It's a Maila. It's a Chumrah. Afal Gav Dimahanya Zriya Lechulim. Of course, planting it kashers it and turns it back into Chulim. That's true. Avud Rabbanan Maila. The Rabbanan turned it into a Maila. Delo Tahani Lechuma Lahalos Lo Tahara Gemura Lehetar Achila. Not to be so makel to turn it into I could eat it. That no. Mumihu mulatame taru. From the fact that it was tame, yes, it'll turn it into tahar. That far, that chumra didn't make such a chumra like that.
You hear what's going on? Just a chumra.
It turns into tahora, but you can't eat it. Where's the precedent for that? Where's the precedent for that? Here it is. Me'achag. On Sukkot, they took water, and they would use nisachamayim, right? Me'achag shenitmu. Let's say it got tummy. The water got tummy. So hishikon means comes to the word kiss, which means to pour the water back into a mikvah. What will that do? It'll kasha the water. Same thing as putting the tomato in the ground. It'll kasha the water. The achakach hekdeshon, and then afterwards you will. In other words, what happened? You took the water, and before you had a chance to sanctify the water, it got tummy. Go to put it back in the mikvah and take it out again. Hekdeshon. But if you already had kedusha, if you already were sanctified it, v'yachakach heshikon, and now you try to do this to me and it doesn't work. It won't work. What's the difference? Michti, zeria ninu. Putting it back into the mikvah is kashering it. Ma'li hekeshon v'yachakach kedushon, ma'li hekeshon v'yachakach kedushon. What's the difference? What order you do it? Alma, what do you see? Angel hektish. Not so simple. Once you sanctify it, now you can't undo it. So too over here. Once the tumah happens to the tomato, yes, you can undo the tumah, you can't eat it. It's a milah. Hachanami, angel truma. So too over here, there's no milah. You can't undo the truma. Yasir Rav Dimi, the Kamalei. Where?
By the water.
So it's not exactly 100,000% parallel, but the idea that on some level there's a shemet of tuma, you still hold from that. It's a chumra. What's the difference? Where the water's holding, what's the difference? Because there's no difference. It's a milo. So it's over here. We kasha the tomatoes, but you can't eat them.
Think about it. That's not the way the case really works. What you take that water, make the hack to Jerry, put it back in the water, and you pull it out. What's going to happen? It is
going
to be. You can be able to use it again.
So
now
we're
going to
go to toss the mikvah. Exactly, but you can't use this water. You can't take. You can't
it's
go.
It's part of the same thing.
I said then go to a different mikvah.
You pass the mikvah.
Not it doesn't pass it. You can't use it.
Sorry,
you can't use it for nizachamayim. You can't use it for nizachamayim.
The whole
mikvah is out. It's possible. Now.
Correct. Maybe the whole mikvah. You can't.
It's
use it.
Be.
Go get it somewhere else. Get it somewhere else. Go down to the valley and go to the river and get it somewhere else.
Go back and get another water. No way. Not
possible. Yosef Rav Dimi v'k'amar l'hashmaita Amar lei Abaya Hekdeshim b'klika Amar. You're talking about, this might be what Mati's driving at. You're talking about where you put it into a kli. Avol b'peh. What if you just sanctified it with your mouth? The water over here, I'm going to make lo avar rabbanan maila Odil b'peh nami avar rabbanan maila. Maybe even b'peh. Meaning
no,
you said, you said amakdeshim b'peh. I didn't do anything yet. Right? Amalei, Zulo Shamati. I don't know the answer to that question. I never heard that. Kiyotzeba Shamati. But I heard a similar story. What? Dom Rabbi Avoh, Rabbi Yochanan. Anovim Shenitmu'u. If your grave that got Tameh, Darchan, you can step on them. V'yachakach Hekdeshan. And now when the liquid comes out, we learned this yesterday. When the liquid comes out, that wine you can use for the Mizbeach. Hekdeshan, it's tar. Why? Because we said yesterday that the liquid inside has nothing to do, it's not part of the fruit. Hekdesha, what if you makdish it v'acharkach darchan, and then you step on it, and then you get the juice out? No, that's tame. Why? What do you see from here? V'ha'anavim, the kedushas peninu, the wine becomes kodesh just by talking. V'afilu hachi, av rabbanu ma'ila. And the rabbanu still made a chumar. What do you see? You see? Amr of Yosef, Novim Kamati, you trying to be a riot from grapes? No. Hacha ba Novim Shal Truma Askinan. We're talking about Truma Novim. The Kedushas Peh did who? Kedushas Klidamia. Because by Truma, talking is the equivalent of putting it into a Kli. There's no other thing to do by Truma. There's nothing else you can do. Avalhani Deboy Kli, but if you require a Kli, like by the Mayim, Ba Peh lo Avra Banamayla. The Rabbana didn't necessarily make such a chumra like that. That's as far as they didn't go. Now we're just getting back on that one point. Darkon v'chfilu tuva. You're allowed to squeeze the grapes even a lot. Mi'amar Rabbi Yochanan Hachi, it implies it can squeeze out the grapes. Use that wine, even a lot. For Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hachi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, yesterday, Anofim Shenitmu, Darach, and Pachas, Pachas, Mikha Beta, you have to squeeze them out slowly. Why slowly? Because then the liquid might become tummy and go back and be tummy the grape. See, by saying, Mahacharami, you're right, Pachas, Pachas, Mikha Beta, you're right, you squeeze it out slowly. Or, no. Hassam, when he said you had to do it slowly, Dinogu Luhu Barishon. The grape was touched by a Rishon. Therefore, Dahavaluhani Shani. It turns the liquids into a Shani, which go back and be Matami the grape further. Hacha, but over here, Dinogu Bashani. Now, the grape itself is a Shani. Dahavaluhani Luhu Shlishi, which turns the liquid into a Shlishi. That can't do anything back to the grape. No tumma further. Nothing that happened anywhere else. No further. That's why it's okay over here. Even if you don't do it slow. What? No. He's a little cut. We said you're allowed to squeeze out the grapes to get the wine.
Yeah.
But he said yesterday you can only do that slowly. But yesterday he was talking about where it was a higher degree of tumma running into problems. Here it was a lower degree of tumma. There are no problems.
What's the chiddush saying by extracting wine from a grape?
That's a big chiddush. The grape is tummy, but the wine inside is not. I wouldn't have thought of that. I wouldn't have came up with that on my own. What? No, we wouldn't have figured that out. Why is that? Okay, that's what it is. All right, so we got up to Amar Rava, which is where I wanted to get up to. We'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Believe it or not, tomorrow at the Mishnah, we'll start talking about matzah.
Matzah?
Yeah, matzah to eat on Pesach. It's Tana Mesechus Pesachim. We're talking about Tumah and Shuma. Only so many tangents. Tomorrow we get into matzah. All right? Yeah, believe it or not. Yeah. Everybody have a great day.
Got it.